Hello and welcome to this audio version of the Eastleigh Borough News. This is the issue for winter 2021 and is presented to you by readers Sharon, Tessa and Glynis and sound engineer Susie. Eastleigh Borough News is your source of news and information on services and support from Eastleigh Borough Council. The Council is focused on improving the quality of life of everyone living and working in the borough, both now and in the future. The stories in this issue are themed around the key areas where we are making a positive difference to people's lives. Topics include the following: Green Borough, maintaining and creating an attractive and sustainable environment that residents value and which can allow residents and businesses to thrive. Economy, securing sustainable economic growth, high and stable employment and a shared prosperity for residents. It is about ensuring every one of us has a good standard of living in strong, safe, sustainable communities. Health and well-being. Improving health and well-being and enabling, supporting and creating sustainable communities. We want all our residents and people working in the borough to live long, healthy and happy lives. Housing and development. Creating homes and communities to meet residents' needs. To help support a buoyant housing market, it is essential that there is a sufficient supply of suitable, high-quality homes that can meet the diverse needs of residents. Building new homes and communities provides opportunities for people looking for affordable rent or a new home to meet their changing needs.
Give your high street a Christmas boost. Festive events across the borough. Your local high street is a great place to do your Christmas shopping and enjoy the run-up to the big day with some fantastic events and entertainment. This Christmas, there are festive treats galore across Eastleigh Town Centre as part of Together We Make Eastleigh Festive. The festivities start on Saturday the 20th of November with Eastleigh's light switch on. There is no parade this year, but visitors can enjoy a Victorian-themed fete while watching the light switch on. And, of course, no Christmas event would be complete without a visit from Father Christmas. There's more entertainment in store, as Happy Circus is coming to Lee Road Recreation Ground, running every weekend throughout December and into January. And our Welcome Back Fund team is working with the Eastleigh BID to offer a March of the Penguins trail around Eastleigh Town Centre. Fun for all the family. Head to The Point, which will also be hosting a selection of Christmas shows and experiences, including Candy Cane Club Christmas Cabaret, the Winter Gin Parlour and the Nutcracker. The pandemic has been hard for our high streets and local businesses, but the borough is gifted with some wonderful shops and hospitality businesses who all look forward to welcoming you in the run-up to Christmas. Follow their stories as we refocus our Borough Gems feature. Why not make one or all of them part of your shopping experience? Look for our All They Want for Christmas features across the borough's high streets, all part of our Welcome Back Fund initiatives. Keep a lookout too for our popular village markets in Hedge End and Hamble through November and December, with special Christmas markets and festive light switch-ons at both locations. Hedge End will turn on their Christmas lights on Wednesday, the 24th of November, with a Christmas market taking place that day. And Hamble will hold their festive markets on Friday, the 17th of December.
Countryside. Watercourse works start at Heltingbury Lakes. The next phase of work to improve the waterways and pathways around Heltingbury Lakes is underway. We will be replacing both of the bridges, repairing riverbanks, paths and weirs that have been eroded by the river, and replacing footpath surfacing and fencing to create an improved walking route around the lower ponds. We are working with engineers Scott White and Hookins and contractors B&M McHugh Limited to carry out improvement works at the site. Work will also be carried out on the drainage system to help rainwater find its way into the stream without flooding parts of the footpath, leading to erosion and muddy patches. Whilst this vital improvement work is being carried out, parts of the footpath network may be temporarily closed for the safety of visitors. We aim to keep the site open as much as possible during the daytime. Any areas that are closed off will only remain so for a short period. All works have been signed off by the Environment Agency. These improvements are necessary to help the wildlife and make the area a more enjoyable place to visit. For more information about the work being carried out, you can email works@mchughlimited.co.uk. Find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/Hiltingbury Lakes.
First green flag for Lakeside Country Park. Lakeside Country Park in Eastleigh has, for the first time, been voted one of the best in the UK, joining Itchen Valley Country Park as a winner of the coveted Green Flag Award. The popular open space to the south of Eastleigh Town Centre will be flying the Keep Britain Tidy charity's green flag, a sign to visitors that the park is well maintained and run to the highest possible standards with excellent facilities. Its sister location, Itchen Valley Country Park, is now into its second decade as a Green Flag Award winner. Cabinet Lead for Health and Social Policy, Councillor Tonya Craig, said, "The past 18 months have demonstrated how important having well-managed green spaces on our doorstep is to the well-being of residents. We're very proud that the borough's two council-operated parks have been voted among the best in the country. It is a tribute to the hard work of our talented teams and volunteers who maintain the parks to such a high standard." Find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/country-parks-and-open-spaces.
Greener Borough. Make the most of your green recycling bin this Christmas. You'll be amazed how much refuse you can get inside your green wheelie bin. With many more people ordering goods online, we are asking residents to ensure they make the most of the space in their green bin over the festive period. To ensure you can put as much as you can in your green bin and help the council's bin crew stay safe, follow these simple tips. Cut up or tear large cardboard boxes to a size where they can lay flat inside the bin. Remove tape from cardboard. Crush aluminium cans. Squash plastic bottles and replace the lid. Flatten other cardboard packages, like cereal boxes. Here are your Christmas waste collections, with normal collection day and revised collection day. Normal, Monday the 27th of December. Revised, Tuesday the 28th of December. Normal, Tuesday the 28th of December. Revised, Wednesday the 29th of December. Normal, Wednesday the 29th of December. Revised, Thursday the 30th of December. Normal, Thursday the 30th of December. Revised, Friday the 31st of December. Normal, Friday the 31st of December. Revised, Monday, 3rd of January. Normal, Monday the 3rd of January. Revised, Tuesday the 4th of January. Normal, Tuesday the 4th of January. Revised, Wednesday the 5th of January. Normal, Wednesday the 5th of January. Revised, Thursday the 6th of January. Normal, Thursday the 6th of January. Revised, Friday the 7th of January. And Friday the 7th of January. Revised, Saturday the 8th of January. Please note that the garden waste service will be suspended after the 24th of December 2021 and will resume on the 10th of January 2022.
Christmas tree recycling. Free recycling collection points for real Christmas trees have been set up around the borough. Trees can be dropped off between the 10th and the 24th of January 2022. We will collect Christmas trees for recycling from the following locations: Mortimer's Road Car Park, Botley; Hillier's Garden Centre, Woodhouse Lane, Botley; Lakeside Country Park, Eastleigh; Brambridge Park Garden Centre, Kiln Lane, Brambridge; In Excess Garden Centre, Winchester Road, Fair Oak. Hound Parish Hall, Woolston Road, Netley. And Haskins Garden Centre, West End. If you subscribe to our Garden Waste Scheme, we will collect your tree on your scheduled collection day. Just place it next to your garden waste bin. We can only collect trees that are 4 foot in length, so please cut your tree to this size. More grants available for greener homes. Residents on income-related benefits or a gross household income of less than £30,000 a year could be eligible for free home improvements worth up to £10,000. Improvements include solar panels, insulation and other energy-saving measures. The Green Homes Grant, GHG, Local Authority Delivery, LAD, Phase 2, is being delivered by City Energy and aims to raise the energy efficiency of low-income and low-energy performance, rated D, E, F or G, homes through green energy solutions. It follows the successful rollout of the GHG, LAD, 1B, delivered by Agility Eco, earlier in the year. The Phase 2 scheme operates on a first-come, first-served basis until the 22nd of March, so be sure to get your application in early if you think you might be eligible. Find out more, solent-lad-applications.com.
7 ways to keep your home warm this winter. With energy bills on the rise, here are 7 simple tips to keep your home warm this winter. Insulate your pipes. This not only stops heat being lost from your system, but will help prevent pipes from bursting. Close the curtains. Let the sun shine through in the daytime, but close curtains, especially thick ones, as soon as dusk falls. Watch out for mini drafts. Use keyhole covers, draft excluders and brushes in your letterbox to keep the cold air out. Shut unused rooms. This prevents cold air moving into the rest of the house. Top up your loft insulation. The recommended depth is 270 millimetres. Seal your loft hatch. Make sure heat isn't escaping through your loft hatch by using the same draft proofing strips you can buy for windows and doors. Keep radiators clear. Try to avoid putting large furniture in front of your radiators, even if it's just for the winter. For more advice, visit easley.gov.uk/housing/keeping-your-home-warm-and-free-of-damp.
Burning wood more safely. Did you know that burning wood and solid fuel produces harmful particulate air pollution? This pollution negatively affects your health, including the heart and lungs, of you, your family and your neighbours. If you have an open fire or wood burner stove at home, here are some steps you can take to reduce the impact on your family and community. 1. Burn less. Reduce burning of solid fuel where possible. Only use stoves and fires for particularly cold weather and choose other heating options if suitable or available. 2. Burn cleaner. Use cleaner fuels on your stove and open fires, such as smokeless authorised fuels or dry, well-seasoned, ready-to-burn wood with low moisture content. 3. Burn better. Use efficient appliances, such as DEFRA-compliant appliances or future EU EcoDesign 2022 appliances, and service and clean them regularly. Burn different. If possible, switch heating source to no or low emission fuels, such as renewable, electric or gas alternatives, which will reduce particulate pollution and can reduce carbon emissions. Find out more at environmentcentre.com/wood-burning.
Economy. Youth Employment Hub launched. Working alongside Test Valley Borough Council, New Forest District Council and Winchester City Council, we're launching a face-to-face and online support service to help young people across four council areas to find employment and enhance career prospects. The Central and West Hampshire Youth Employment Hub will connect, listen to, and provide solutions for young people to find employment and help secure their futures. Employment for young people has been significantly impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. This project, which is joint funded by the Department of Work and Pensions, DWP, provides job centre work coaches to work closely with employers, training providers, schools and colleges. At the hub, young people will be able to gain help, support and advice on a range of training and employment opportunities and will be informed about local activities such as youth groups, sports clubs, drama, art groups and activity sessions. If you're between 16 and 24 and would like to access the hub, please email youthemploymenthub@eastleigh.gov.uk. Join us for the next business briefing. Our business breakfast briefing will take place on the 8th of February 2022 at 9:30 a.m. and will be held at Hamble Aerostructures. The briefing will give attendees more information about what we are doing to help businesses to recover from the pandemic, opportunities following the UK exit from the European Union, and what we plan to do regarding the climate emergency. Please register your attendance by emailing CONOMIC, that's CONOMIC, development, at eastleigh.gov.uk. If you would like to have a stand at this event, please let us know when you register.
Support your local high street. This Christmas, why not give your loved ones an Eastleigh Borough gift card and help support local businesses at the same time? The card can be spent on a meal, a coffee and a slice of cake, beauty treatments and much more in your local area. You can load the gift card with any amount of money, a minimum of £10, which will then be redeemable in any of the borough's retail, leisure and hospitality venues that are signed up to the scheme. Many businesses have signed up, allowing you to spend the gift card in places on and around your local high street, including the Flower Shop, Colin Charles Photography, Hursley Cafe, Curves and River Rat Hamble. The scheme is a great way to get people back supporting local shops, cafes, pubs and other services that have been affected by the pandemic. If you run a local business, there is still time to sign up to the scheme. Find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/borough gift card. Blooming Brilliant Transformation. The Council's Welcome Back Fund team has arranged for the planters at the edge of the pedestrianised section of Lee Road in Eastleigh Town Centre to be planted by gardener Natisha Cadd from Nova's Nursery. Natisha is a stallholder at the Council's weekly Hedge End Village Market.
Celebrating 100 years of the Royal British Legion. This is a very special year for the Royal British Legion, RBL, as it celebrates its 100th anniversary. From the beginning, providing financial, social and emotional care and support for the armed forces community has been at the heart of what the RBL do, and they are rightfully proud to have provided our community with a century of support for serving and ex-serving personnel and their families. New members are always welcome at the local branches of the Royal British Legion. For more details, contact Eastleigh, Chandler's Ford and District Branch 07502 383 452 or Netley and Hamble Branch at 07711 959 870. Poppies on the Bandstand. Following the success of last year, the giant red poppies will again be placed on the bandstand in advance of remembrance. We, together with the Royal British Legion, will be decorating this iconic local landmark with poppies in the week leading up to Remembrance Sunday. We would like to encourage local residents, groups and organisations to help turn the bandstand red with poppies. commemorative benches. To mark the 100th anniversary, we are pleased and proud to present the Eastleigh, Chandlesford and District Branch of the RBL with two commemorative benches that will be placed either side of the War Memorial in Lee Road Recreation Ground. Each bench depicts a scene from each of the two world wars.
Remembering our local war heroes. Here are the memories of some of our war heroes whose names appear on the Eastleigh War Memorial. Lance Corporal Walter William Knott, known as Bill, lived in Market Street, Eastleigh, and joined the Royal Engineers in August 1914 at the age of 17. He was transferred to the 25th Northumberland Fusiliers, a regiment known as a railway battalion. Bill was sadly killed in action in October 1917 at the age of 20. Sergeant Ray Hillier was born in 1917 to Hubert and Maud Hillier in Bellevue Road, Eastleigh. He joined the RAF and was part of 619 Squadron in 1943. His plane was shot down on a bombing raid over Aachen in Germany in 1944, where Ray was sadly killed. Frederick Edward Hatch was part of the 1st Battalion, Duke of Cornwall's Light Infantry. He died on the 1st of September 1918, aged 19, at Ypres, and is buried in the Balk Cemetery. He was the son of Edward and Elizabeth Hatch from Archers Road, Eastleigh, and many members of his family still live in Eastleigh. Private Leslie Brown was part of the 1st Battalion, West Yorkshire Regiment, the Prince of Wales' own. He was killed in action by the Japanese at Imphal, India, in June 1944, at the age of 27. He was the son of James and Bessie Brown and was the older brother to Norman Brown, MBE, who was the president of the Eastleigh, Chandlesford and District Branch of the Royal British Legion for many years.
Health and Wellbeing. Nominations open for Eastleigh Sports Awards. Nominate for activities over 2020 and 2021. The Eastleigh Sport and Physical Activity Alliance, the SPAA, has opened nominations for the 11th Eastleigh Sports Awards after a year gap due to the pandemic. The ceremony will take place at the Hilton at the Aegeus Bowl on Monday the 9th of May 2022, and you are invited to nominate your local sporting heroes for their talent, devotion and passion. It's not just the top-level athletes who can celebrate a successful 2020 and 2021. Schools, coaches, volunteers and projects are all in the spotlight over 10 categories. Two brand new categories for this year are the Innovation and Health and Wellbeing Awards, drawing on the amazing flexible work done during the pandemic. Cabinet Lead for Health and Social Policy, Councillor Tonya Craig, said, "The Eastleigh Sports Awards are a great opportunity to highlight inspirational individuals, groups and teams. They all contribute to, provide and promote a variety of sports and physical activities in the borough. This is your opportunity to shout about local talent and celebrate unsung heroes. You have until 31st of January to submit your nomination. Find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/sports awards. New Year Boost is coming. New Year Boost is our yearly programme to help residents boost their health at the start of each year. Activities are aimed at adults, 16 years plus, who are currently doing little to no exercise. Sometimes it can be difficult to know where to look or what is on offer, so this campaign offers a one-stop shop of different activities. It will showcase the variety and quality of activity providers and venues in the local area. January is a great time to kickstart healthy habits, so make sure you keep an eye out for these brilliant activities. Find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/NYBoost.
Help homelessness in Eastleigh. Do you know what homelessness looks like? Anyone can become homeless, and through no fault of their own. It can be a family, a young person, a single adult. Help is available for all. You don't have to be sleeping rough to be homeless. Sofa surfing is a form of hidden homelessness. whereby friends and family offer a sofa or spare bed stroke space in their house as a temporary measure. As such, the reasons and personal needs of each person in need of our help are complex, and no one approach suits all. The best way you can help is by letting us know. Even if you don't directly see someone you are concerned about, but there's evidence that someone may be happy sleeping rough, or there's someone you are worried about that needs our housing team's assistance, please let us know. The more we are aware, the more we can use our resources in the best way to help. By providing food and spare change, you are helping vulnerable people stay on the streets longer. We cannot force assistance on someone who is homeless, but we can ensure we keep in touch regularly to offer a variety of support.
It's a team effort. When you complete the form or call the council to let us know about someone who may need our help, the housing team is put into action together with a wider network of support. For example, housing team are alerted by street pastors, Eastleigh BID, councillors, housing associations, the police and many other organisations, together with your help. It's recorded, a case officer will be allocated. Contact is made or attempted. The allocated officer will either contact the person or persons in need or request Two Saints, the outreach team, to make contact. The person who made the alert may also be contacted. A homelessness assessment is completed. An offer of emergency accommodation will be made if criteria under the homelessness legislation is met. The 56-day prevention duty or relief duty begins. This is a multi-agency effort with the housing team and Two Saints working closely with other local partners. A personal housing plan will be created and followed together. Referrals to partner agencies depending on specific needs. Regular welfare contact and engagement opportunities. A needs assessment will be completed. Suitable accommodation options will be identified. Assistance to secure a tenancy, e.g. with tenancy start-up loan or discretionary housing payments options. The outcome. If the person or persons is eligible, homeless and in priority need, we will provide suitable accommodation. Otherwise, we will provide them with information and details of our appropriate partners who may be able to help.
Looking for help? Our priority is prevention. If you think you might become homeless in the future, tell us as soon as you can and we'll give you some advice straight away. Please don't wait until you lose the roof over your head before you come to us. We can offer help, such as debt counselling, negotiations with landlords and advice on alternative accommodation. Please contact us as soon as your landlord, bank or building society threatens repossession action. Free phone 0800 032 0540. There is also a drop-in service by Two Saints found at 109A Lee Road, Eastleigh, SO509DR, during office hours.
What's on? Walk and Talk, Wednesday the 3rd of November, 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Meet at the Acorns, Pylons Wood. Walk and Talk, Wednesday the 3rd of November, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Lakeside Country Park. Desert Island Flicks. Relive the most memorable movie moments of all time. Thursday the 11th of November, 7:30 p.m. at The Point, Eastleigh. CBB star Nick Cope. Saturday the 13th of November, 2 p.m. The Point, Eastleigh. Walk and Talk, Wednesday the 17th of November, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Lakeside Country Park. Forest Therapy with Adore Your Outdoors. Thursday the 18th of November, 1:30 p.m. at Itchen Valley Country Park. Walk and Talk, Thursday the 18th of November, 11 a.m. to 12 noon, Itchen Valley Country Park. Christmas light switch on and Victorian themed fete. Saturday, the 20th of November, Eastleigh Town Centre. Christmas light switch on and Christmas market. Wednesday, the 24th of November, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Former Budgeon site, Hedge End. Walk and talk. Wednesday, the 24th of November, 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Meet at St Mary's Church Lay-by, Hound Road. Festive Willow Workshops. Rush Reindeer Workshop. Friday, the 26th of November, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Itchen Valley Country Park. And Peter Gill's Christmas Comedy Songbook. Friday, the 26th of November, 7:30 p.m. The Bury Theatre, Hedge End.
December dates. Walk and talk. Wednesday, the 1st of December, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Lakeside Country Park. Walk and talk. Thursday, the 2nd of December, 11 a.m. to 12 noon, Itchen Valley Country Park. Festive Glass Lanterns. Saturday, the 4th of December, 11 a.m., 11:30 a.m. and 12 noon, Itchen Valley Country Park. 12 Lights for 12 Nights Christmas Trail. Saturday, the 4th of December to Friday, the 31st of December. Any time between 10:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m., Itchen Valley Country Park. Walk and Talk. Wednesday, the 8th of December, 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Meet at Green Lane entrance to Hamble Common. The 12 Days of Jesmas with Jess Robinson. Thursday, the 9th of December at 8 p.m. The Point, Eastleigh. One Snowy Night. A Tale from Percy's Park. Slot Machine Theatre and Norden Farm's charming stage adaptation of Nick Butterworth's best-selling book. Friday the 10th of December till Thursday the 30th of December, the Bury Theatre, Hedge End. Merry Wreathing, Saturday the 11th of December, Itchen Valley Country Park, book online. Adults 16 plus, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m, £12. Children 6 plus, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m, £7. The Muppet Christmas Carol, inclusive screening, Thursday the 14th of December at 10:30 a.m, The Point, Eastleigh. Wyvern College's Christmas Concert, Wednesday the 15th of December at 7 p.m, The Point, Eastleigh. Walk and Talk, Wednesday the 15th of December, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m, Lakeside Country Park.
Walk and Talk, Thursday the 16th of December from 11 a.m. to 12 noon at Itchen Valley Country Park. Hamble Festive Christmas Market, Friday the 17th of December, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m, The Square, Hamble. This is to be confirmed. Let's All Dance presents The Nutcracker, Saturday the 18th of December, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m, The Point, Eastleigh. Walk and Talk, Wednesday the 5th of January, 1 to 2 p.m, at Lakeside Country Park. Walk and Talk, Thursday the 6th of January, 11 a.m. to 12 noon, at Itchen Valley Country Park. Walk and Talk, Wednesday the 19th of January, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m, at Lakeside Country Park. Walk and Talk, Thursday the 20th of January, 11 a.m. to 12 noon, at Itchen Valley Country Park. Walk and Talk offers walks in the country park to explore the changing seasons and meet new people. Join us for a stroll and a chat. They are free events. Book online to reserve a place at website eastleigh.gov.uk/country park event bookings and click on Wellbeing Activities. What's on contact information? The Point, Eastleigh, Lee Road, Eastleigh, SO509DE. For further information and to book tickets, visit thepointeastleigh.co.uk or phone the box office on 023 8065 2333. The Bury Theatre, Wilden Lane, Hedge End, Southampton, SO304EJ. For further information and to book tickets, visit theberrytheatre.co.uk or phone the box office on 023 8065 2333. Itchen Valley Country Park, Allington Lane, West End, Southampton, SO303HQ. To book, visit eastleigh.gov.uk/IVCP or call 023 8068 3790.
One Horton Heath latest update. New Chalcroft Way Link Road opens. Work was completed in September on an important new link road for the One Horton Heath development to help relieve traffic pressure at Fair Oak and Horton Heath. Chalcroft Way connects Bubb Lane with Burnett's Lane, just north of the Hedge End to Eastleigh railway line, and includes a roundabout at either end of the link road. Council leader, Councillor Keith House, said, "It's great to see this vitally significant scheme for Horton Heath completed. This project is further evidence of the Council's infrastructure first approach. This is the first phase of infrastructure for the new community at Horton Heath, and we are ensuring this vital new road infrastructure is in place first to help take traffic away from rural Burnett's Lane and remove some through traffic in both Fair Oak and Horton Heath. Work has now begun on proposals for the final 1.2-mile phase, which will link Chalcroft Way to Allington Lane." Wildlife infrastructure helps endangered species. Part of our infrastructure first approach has included the establishment of 6 new wildlife ponds as part of the transformation of 13 acres of farmland into biodiverse species-rich habitats and informal natural green space alongside Allington Lane. These have been designed to effectively extend and complement Quab Lee Woods and restore historic field boundaries. Ongoing monitoring of the local population of rare great crested newts has found that many of the ponds in the area were unsuitable for breeding newts in 2021, and that only one breeding pond remained viable. With this area now in the ownership of the council, 6 new ponds have been created, along with 13 acres of habitat for the newts. Principal ecologist at St John's Associates, Ben Mitchell, said, "This project to compensate for the new road and roundabout is delivering far more than was initially required. Our surveys showed that a rare population of great crested newts were limited by a reducing number of old breeding ponds. Through the delivery of these advanced phases of One Horton Heath, we have been able to create 6 new wildlife ponds for the newts and other wildlife as part of our project to transform 13 acres of farmland. Under the stewardship of the council, these ponds will secure the future of this population and allow the population to thrive in the long term." He added, "The ponds are maturing really well and will form an important wildlife area. Despite only being planted this growing season, we hope they will provide first-class breeding ponds for the great crested newt population in spring 2022. We will update you on how this important project is going in spring 2022.
Can we support your community project? One Horton Heath is welcoming interest from community representatives or groups who are involved in running community or educational-led activities who require outdoor space. Visit onehortonheath.co.uk to get in touch. Find out more and keep up to date on the development. Visit onehortonheath.co.uk or email onehortonheath@eastleigh.gov.uk.
Housing and development. New secondary school opens in Hedge End. The Mayor of Eastleigh, Councillor Cynthia Garton, officially opened Deer Park School, the new state-of-the-art secondary school in Hedge End, in October. The £21.2 million school forms part of the Wildon Academy Trust and includes a three-storey main building, an adjacent sports hall, and has capacity for 1,050 students. Additional sports facilities for both the school and local community to use are also being developed thanks to a joint investment of a further £2.4 million by the Borough Council and Hampshire County Council. This will include grassed sports pitches, a 400-metre running track, a synthetic all-weather pitch, and a multi-use games area with three netball courts and floodlighting. Council to consider application for former civic offices site. A full planning application for a new Hendy car showroom on part of the old civic offices site has been received by Eastleigh Borough Council. The application for the site alongside Lee Road, Eastleigh, includes provision for the construction of a car dealership comprising two showroom buildings and a car display courtyard on the site frontage. It also includes proposals for a workshop, rear service yard, car parking, landscaping and access. The application will be considered at a date to be confirmed later this year or early in 2022. To view the application, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/planning portal.
Hamble Lane Crossing. A new puffin crossing has been installed in Hamble Lane, Bursledon, between the Gerd Way and Tesco Access roundabouts, providing a much safer way for residents living on the development to the west of Hamble Lane to cross this busy road. Chair of Bursledon, Hamble and Hound Local Area Committee, Councillor Tonya Craig, said, "It's great that the new crossing has now been completed and benefits new and existing residents getting from their homes to other local facilities. It's also more convenient and safer, encouraging more people to be more sustainable by walking or cycling." The crossing was installed as part of the community improvements from the developer of Kestrel Park. New play area for Eastleigh. Local children are enjoying a new play area that was installed at Ovington Gardens / York Road, Eastleigh, in September. The play area provides a safe, fun and challenging experience for children up to 12 years of age and includes a timber team trail, wall and net combo, crab and elephant seesaws, clamber stack, tiger spring and a wheelchair accessible roundabout. The play area also includes bonded rubber safety surfacing around and under each bit of equipment. It has been funded from financial contributions from the developers of nearby new housing schemes.
Your community. Councillors needed for two new parish councils. Could you represent your neighbourhood as a member of one of the two new parish councils being created for the centre of Eastleigh? Elections for the first councillors for Eastleigh Town Council and Boyett Wood Parish Council will take place in May next year. A public consultation exercise early this year, part of the Community Governance Review, CGR, indicated that householders were strongly in favour of more locally focused decision-making. This will give the residents a greater say in how the budget for local services, such as the maintenance of open spaces, sports facilities and play areas and the management of allotments, libraries, community buildings and cemeteries, is spent. If you would like to put yourself forward and make a difference in your local area, look out for details of the election process. Applicants should ideally live or work in a neighbourhood they want to represent. If you would like to know more about becoming a parish councillor, please email tracy.predeth, that's P-R-E-D-E-T-H, at eastleigh.gov.uk. More information will be available nearer the time. Visit eastleigh.gov.uk/elections. New Borough Policing Team. Hampshire Constabulary's Eastleigh District has recently established a high harm team to provide a more dynamic response to emerging issues within local communities across Eastleigh and Hedge End. Their work will include disrupting and prosecuting those involved in county-line drug networks, identifying those responsible for serial domestic abuse and bringing them to justice while safeguarding their victims. The team will also assist other policing teams with issues surrounding child criminal exploitation and child sexual exploitation. The team consists of a sergeant, two constables, and a PCSO who will be working in close partnership with local stakeholders such as Eastleigh Borough Council, social housing providers and schools to identify when disruption tactics and enforcement and safeguarding opportunities can be used to protect our communities.
Parents reminded to park considerately. We are reminding parents and guardians to make sure they park responsibly when dropping off and collecting their children from school. It is the responsibility of every parent to do what they can to park safely, responsibly and legally, to respect the school's neighbouring residents and, most importantly, to make the area as safe as possible for all children. What can you do to help? Walk or cycle with your children. Park slightly further away from the school to ease congestion. When you park, please do not park or stop on the zigzags outside the schools, or park within 10 metres of a road junction, as per the highway code, and park on road markings or restrictions, block dropped curbs or obstruct pavements. Cabinet Lead for Transport, Councillor David Airy, said, "I would like to remind parents and guardians of the issues that can be caused by inconsiderate or selfish parking, such as stopping access to drives, to stopping wheelchairs, buggies and pedestrians using the pavements, to annoying neighbours. Complaints about poor parking are one of the most frequent issues raised by residents with me. I encourage everyone to park responsibly and considerately." Community grants available throughout the borough. The borough-wide community grant scheme offers up to £1,000 to groups whose aims reflect our priorities of promoting health, prosperity, the environment, community development and community involvement. Priority is given to those with a focus on doing more for less. The grant can be used for buying equipment or materials, running costs, projects and development of the organisation. Non-profit-making community groups, voluntary organisations, trusts, friendly societies, social enterprises and community interest companies can apply. Eligible groups must have a wide community benefit and be open to anyone. You can apply between 10th of January and 28th of February 2022. Find out more at eastleigh.gov.uk/community grants.
News Roundup. Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath. Helping the area bloom. New planters, bulbs and trees are being planted across Fair Oak Parish as part of a range of environmental improvements being delivered by the Parish Council and the Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath Local Area Committee. Phase one of the improvements to the cemetery have just been completed, with plans for a comprehensive tree planting scheme and bee corridor project recently agreed. The work is supported by developer contributions. Play area progress. Bishopstoke Parish Council has recently appointed a consultant to oversee the delivery of improvements to play areas at Temple Coombe Road, Church Road and Blackberry Drive. New Community Development Officer. A new Community Development Officer, who will work with the local community as the Pembers Farm development takes shape, has been appointed. Funded through developer contributions from a joint project between the Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath Local Area Committee and Fair Oak Parish Council, the post will last for a minimum of 4 years and will enable greater community engagement in the Bishopstoke and Fair Oak areas. The new post holder should start in January 2022. Plans in for Fountain Cafe. A planning application for the new Fountain Cafe has now been submitted. The development is supported by developer contributions secured by the Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Heath Local Area Committee. BIF BIFOHHLAC. Both the BIFOHHLAC and Fair Oak Parish Council are keen to promote greener forms of transport for cafe consumers and have allocated just 2 parking bays for the site. But in response to concerns raised by residents, the Parish Council is in discussion with the Village Hall Management Committee about also using their car park. Christmas jumper swap. A chance to exchange your Christmas jumper for something equally festive takes place at Fair Oak Parish Council offices on Thursday the 26th of November from 3:30pm to 6:30pm. The aim of the Christmas jumper swap is to reduce textile waste going to landfill and provide an affordable means to buy a new-to-me jumper to make sure the children of the parish are suitably decked out for Christmas Jumper Day on the 14th of December.
Burselden, Hamble-le-Rice and Hound. Lights upgrade for Abbey Hall. The Burselden, Hamble-le-Rice and Hound Local Area Committee have recently agreed £3,000 to upgrade the lighting in the building's car park. The area will now be lit by environmentally friendly LED lights. Kitchen upgrade for Hound. Support from the Burselden, Hamble-le-Rice and Hound Local Area Committee, LAC, has improved catering facilities at Hound Parish Council Hall. The building's kitchen has been revamped with funding agreed between the LAC and Parish Council. Mercury Hub goes from strength to strength. Hamble's Mercury Library and Community Hub is going from strength to strength, with membership and volunteer numbers steadily increasing. It now opens Monday to Thursday and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m, plus every Monday and Wednesday from 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Citizens' Advice run free drop-in sessions, first and third Wednesday of the month, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. There are also free IT advice drop-ins, children's sessions, crafts and a book club.
GP surgery mergers. The NHS Clinical Commissioning Group for Hampshire has approved a merger of the Hedge End St Luke's and Botley surgeries with Southampton's Living Well partnership. The council sought assurance that residents in Hedge End and Botley would not have to travel to Weston for appointments. Separately, the council opposed the removal of daytime GP appointments at Lowford Surgery, with Burselden patients now being required to go to Hamble's Blackthorn Surgery. Hamble Rail Trail resurfaced. A 450-metre length of the popular Hamble Rail Trail from Tudor Close Spur to Barron Road and Spitfire Way has been resurfaced. The new 2-metre width of self-binding gravel provides a more stable surface for walkers. The works were funded by the Burselden, Hamble-le-Rice and Hound Local Area Committee. Antisocial behaviour at Hamble Foreshore. We have been working in partnership with the police, Hamble-le-Rice Parish Council, the Harbour Master and Youth Options to tackle antisocial behaviour, ASB, at the Hamble Foreshore during the summer months. This partnership approach, combined with an increased presence and ongoing engagement with young people, resulted in a significant reduction in ASB. Walk and Talk, a 12-month pilot project to get local residents more active and learn about wildlife, has been launched. The 2-kilometre walks are at a comfortable pace around the Burselden, Hamble-le-Rice and Hound local area. Tea and cake are provided. More information was provided in the What's On section of this Borough News.
Eastleigh Community Garden Activity Day. The Community Garden Project behind the Salvation Army building in central Eastleigh, on the site of the former multi-use games area, is really starting to take shape. Activity days have got local residents involved in shaping this new green space. The most recent was run by Eastleigh Men's Shed, who were on hand to make bird boxes and insect hotels. Visit their Facebook page for more information. facebook.com/Eastleigh Community Garden. Public art for North Stoneham. Last month, members of the North Stoneham community joined artist Michael Pinsky on a ramble to find suitable locations for his new public artworks, commissioned especially for the parkland. They had the opportunity to see prototypes of the sculptures and to work with him and his team. River repairs. The Eastleigh Local Area Committee, ELAC, has been working with the Environment Agency, EA, and Hampshire County Council, HCC, to repair the bank of the River Itchen, which was flooded at Bishopstoke Recreation Ground. ELAC contributed £15,000 in funds, and this was matched by HCC and the EA. Hedge End, West End and Botley. New barrier at Hedge End Station. The car park at Hedge End Station has been made more secure, thanks to funding from Hedge End, West End and Botley Local Area Committee. Restricted height barriers, 2.1 metres, have been installed and the layout of the space reconfigured to allow for more user-friendly parking.
Have your say. Local committees hold public question sessions at the start of each meeting. Local Area Committees, LAC, are made up from elected board councillors. They take decisions and make representations relating to their area on a wide range of council business, including determining planning applications, traffic management, and environmental improvements. Public question sessions are held at the start of each meeting, and if you would like to speak, you must register before the meeting begins. So please email democraticservices@eastleigh.gov.uk, or you can register at the meeting. Each LAC has a local area manager who works with the councillors to set the strategic direction of the committee's work. So, Bishopstoke, Fair Oak and Horton Eath, 7 p.m. on the 24th of November and the 26th of January. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BIFOHH or contact andrew.thompson@eastleigh.gov.uk or phone 023 80 68 8357. Burselden, Hamble Le Rice and Hound, 6 p.m. on the 2nd of December and the 20th of January. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/BHH or contact ross.mclean, that's R-O-S-S, at eastleigh.gov.uk or ring on 023 80 68 33 67. Chandler's Ford and Hiltingbury is at 7 p.m. on the 10th of November and the 12th of January. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/CFH or contact Ross, that's R-O-S-S, dot McLean at eastleigh.gov.uk or ring 023 80 68 33 67. Eastleigh at 7 p.m. on the 16th of November and the 18th of January. Visit the website eastleigh.gov.uk/ELAC or contact guy.riddick@eastleigh.gov.uk or ring on 023 80 68 33 69. Hedge End, West End and Botley, 7 p.m. the 1st of November and the 24th of January. Visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/HEWEB or contact kitty.budden, that's BUDDEN, at eastleigh.gov.uk.
Announcements. Your vote matters. Have you moved house in the last 6 months? Remember to update your registration by visiting website gov.uk/register-2-vote. It only takes a couple of minutes and will remove you from a previous address as well as adding you to your new address. The revised electoral register is published on the 1st of December 2021, so don't delay and update today. Country Park News. Sign up to our newsletter for the latest news and events. Visit eastleigh.gov.uk/countryparknews. Recruitment. Join Eastleigh Borough Council's team. Competitive salaries, good local government pension scheme, excellent work-life balance, up to 27 days annual leave. For current vacancies, visit website eastleigh.gov.uk/jobs or pick up an application form from Hedgend Depot, SO30 2 RA. Avoiding waste. Be food thrifty. Plan meals. Use leftovers. Swap fresh for frozen. Swap out single use. Choose reusable and plastic-free products. What can you make reuseful? Give disposable items a new lease of life. Recycle your empty aerosols in your green bin. Recycle your glass and batteries every other week. Put your black box out with your green bin. See website eastleigh.gov.uk/avoiding-waste.
Our contact details. Eastleigh Borough Council, Eastleigh House, Upper Market Street, Eastleigh, SO509YN. Telephone 023 8068 8000. Facebook and Twitter at Eastleigh BC. Website eastleigh.gov.uk or my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Sign up to receive updates from us at website eastleigh.gov.uk/weekly news. You can sign up to My Eastleigh for your tailored customer account at website my.eastleigh.gov.uk. Distribution period. We try to ensure that the dates featured or listed in the Borough News fall after the last copy is delivered. However, some events may occur during the delivery period. We try to avoid this, but we are keen that events get as much publicity as possible. Eastleigh Borough Council makes no representations, endorsements, warranties or guarantees and is not liable for any loss or damage in relation to any advertisements placed in the Borough News.
That brings us to the end of this issue of Eastleigh Borough News, your newsletter from the Eastleigh Borough Council. Those of you who are listening to this on one of our memory sticks, to ensure you receive the next edition of Eastleigh Borough News, please replace the memory stick inside the mailing wallet, turn over the address label, or pop it inside the wallet, and then post it back to us. There is no postal charge. Thank you. This has been a joint production between Eastleigh Borough Council and the Southampton Area Talking Echo. Thank you for listening, and take care. Until next time, this is goodbye from our sound engineers Susie and your readers Sharon, Glynis and Tessa.